Mark, M-A-R-K, Nolan, N-O-L-I-N, 12263. Today is the 29th. Chief complaint, I need refill on my medication, number one. Number two, I need to check my legs. My legs are hurting. Number three, my sugar's out of control. Number four, I need to check my thyroid because I feel like the thyroid mass is getting bigger. Number five, my abdominal cyst, my huge renal cyst may be getting bigger also. Next number, need blood work. Next number, I haven't been very compliant with my medication. Next number, strong family history of carotid artery disease. His father died at age 56 and has really ignored instruction and plans to do a stress test. Last stress test he had was over 10 years ago. Follow-up of diabetes, next number. Hypertension, next number. Hyperlipidemia, next number. Peripheral vascular disease, next number. BPH, next number. History of carotid stenosis as far as 2 years ago, next number. Our patient is a non-compliant, very nice 59-year-old gentleman. He's single. He lives alone. He has, with his six dogs. He's a truck driver. His blood sugars have been out of control for some time. He's taking his metformin, but when it comes to glipizide, he doesn't take it on a regular basis, he tells me, but he says he's going to do better. Period. In the paragraph, he's had some history of leg pain, carotid stenosis, swelling in the legs off and on, a strong family history of heart disease that needs follow-up, had a huge renal cyst in 2020 that needs to be reevaluated, and a history of thyroid cyst that needs to be looked at again. He has not really done much about these issues and has decided to come in today to be checked. He's lost a few pounds of weight in the new paragraph, probably because his sugars have been out of control. He weighs 205, which has not really changed much since last visit, but it used to be in the 210 as well. Family history, strongly positive for coronary artery disease in father, diabetes and lung cancer in father, and hypertension in mom. Allergy, bees, COVID immunization, no immunization to COVID in the past. Medication reviewed opposite page, and then new medication prescriptions written today at the right doses. Next number. Surgery, right ear surgery. Next number, medical right thigh surgery. Next number, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Next number, social. He's a truck driver. He's single. He doesn't drink much. He doesn't smoke, but he does use tobacco products. He weighs 205 today, 97%, 98, 16, 86, 139 over 78. Heart positive, pump positive, still lungs to clear up himself. Next, which every skin shows the rash. Lower mucous with an allergic neurological non-focal. Lower extremity shows trace edema on the left side. There's also some elbow tenderness on the right side. An examination around the lateral epicondyle. Number one, hypertension, controlled with current dose of medication. Number two, non-compliance, long discussion with patient about taking his medication. Number three, maintenance examination, colonoscopy was done a few years ago. We'll schedule him once again for a stress test. Next number, diabetes out of control with A1C over 9. At one time it was over 11. He says he knows what's causing it. He promises to get back on his medication. Next number, as far as his thyroid is concerned, it's slightly enlarged, but no significant change from 2020. Doesn't really matter. He doesn't want to do anything about the thyroid cyst anyway. Next number, as far as the renal cyst, that large renal cyst slash flank cyst on the right side remains the same with no significant change. Next number is BPH with symptoms noted on the ultrasound. Next number is the carotid stenosis that was noted on the ultrasound before. It does not seem to change much. Next number, a cardiogram was done because of a strong family history of heart disease, palpitation, and now he's going to have a stress test done. Next number is right elbow pain, most likely related to epicondyle tenderness. He doesn't want to use any anti-inflammatories, most likely related to his work as a truck driver. Next number is left leg edema, off and on, very mild today. This is there's no evidence of DVT, very little PVD noted, no change from last year. Next number, findings were discussed with patient one by one. Next number, we talked about weight loss, diet, and exercise. Next number, we talked about doing his blood sugars on a regular basis. Next number, stress test has been ordered. Next number, we'll recheck these modalities on the ultrasound in next year and not wait almost 2.5 years. Next number, recheck thyroid cyst in 3 months. Next number, recheck renal cyst in 1 year, since it hasn't really changed much. Next number, fatty liver, remains the same. Next number, carotid stenosis with no significant change. Next number's findings were discussed with Mark at length before leaving once again. Thank you.